Hey everybody, Ashton here. Welcome back to another episode of Good, True, and Beautiful. I want to get right into it today. I have started this new season of podcast for this summer called Summer Riffs. And in short, these are just little riffs, little bursts. The last one went a tad bit longer than I envisioned it going, but you know how it goes. But today, I just wanted to get right into this. This summer, we're going to chat through words, ideas, just little things that could maybe accompany you on a jog, on a walk on the beach, airplane ride, climbing a mountain, whatever you do, fly fishing, whatever you do in the summer. Something to dwell on. Think of it like, I don't know, kind of like a meditation, maybe not. Who knows? We have no rules here. But today, I wanted to talk about the mundane. One of my favorite words, ideas, the mundane. It's been said here before. We say this phrase often. The mundane is magic. And I just kind of wanted to break down the mundane and maybe cultivate a little bit more of awareness of it within your life, because I have found the degree to which I can fall into, enjoy, fall in love with, let's use that language, the mundane, it is the degree to which my life, not only does it gain a rhythm and a flow and a cadence, but it gains a depth and a width that is such a beautiful experience. And so with all good things, I want to share good things. And falling in love with the mundane is one of those. Before we get going, can you hear the birds out there this morning? Or maybe not. There they go. We need our village elder, the late Mary Oliver, to get us going in this mundane conversation. I'm going to read a poem of hers called Mindful, and let's see where we go. Mindful by Mary Oliver. Every day I see or I hear something that more or less kills me with delight, that leaves me like a needle in the haystack of light. It's what I was born for, to look, to listen, to lose myself inside this soft world, to instruct myself over and over in joy and acclimation. Nor am I talking about the exceptional, the fearful, the dreadful, the very extravagant, but of the ordinary, the common, the very drab, the daily presentations. Oh, good scholar, I say to myself, how can you help but grow wise with such teachings as these? The untrimmable light of the world, the ocean's shine, the prayers that are made of grass. I'm going to go back to that middle part there because it was so good. Where it says, every day I see or I hear something that more or less kills me with delight, that leaves me like a needle in the haystack of light. It's what I was born for, to look, to listen, to lose myself inside this soft world, to instruct myself over and over in joy and acclimation. And then she talks about it being the ordinary, the common, the very drab, the mundane, if you will. So I use this phrase, the mundane is magic, because I think if we're not careful, especially in a summer season, our expectations bump a little bit, do they not? Because we're probably traveling, or we got a little bit more free time, or we have this idea of what summer is supposed to be, and the first class ticket to the five-star resort, or whatever it is, we start to set our expectations high. And in a way, we think we need to go somewhere somewhere other than here, somewhere other than where we are now, somewhere other than the couch in our living room, somewhere other than the dirt under our feet. And we can convince ourselves that fulfillment, meaning, a beautiful experience, whatever is over there, it's then. It will be next week. It will be in 4 weeks when we go there. And that's okay. That's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with travel. There's nothing wrong with adventure. But you got to be careful that you don't give yourself the illusion that you're going to find it all there. In the words of Bono, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. But I found that when I can dial into the here and the now and the mundane, what begins to happen within my experience, my consciousness, if you will, the eyes with which I see the world, is when I fall in love and in tune and in rhythm with the mundane, I lose my eyes of critique. I jump out of my Google spreadsheet world. I leave the algorithms that I've gone and adopted on my own and those that I was given. And as I do that, as Mary says, the world becomes softer. All of a sudden, a lot of the questions of the world, of the system, they don't make sense. For instance, I always say, if I can't find it in the coarse black pepper, I shouldn't expect to find it in my career. When I can find it in literally the smallest aspects of my life, all of a sudden, a new set of eyes show up. I see the world differently. And we say the smaller your world, the bigger your life. This is where the mundane creeps in. And the new awareness emerges. And you fall in this life that you've been entrusted. Not the one that you think you should have. Not the one that you think that you should get. Not the one connected to power and prestige and possessions and Instagram frames and look at me psyche. Not that. That vanishes. And you go, this is as good as it gets. And you can eat an apple on your back porch. You can take a walk around the block and listen to the birds. You can watch your children do cartwheels in the backyard. And all of a sudden, that mundane energy that you plugged into literally electrifies all of your moments. And the first time this hit me was when I got sick. I turned 29. Next thing I know, within 30 days, I'm in 3 or 4 different doctor's offices. I'm in an MRI machine. I'm in 2 CT scans. I've got this diagnosis, that diagnosis. Stop doing this. Do more of that. I just remember when I was sliding under the MRI machine, having the thought, or thoughts, if I could just sit on the couch again. If I could just go home and make a grilled cheese. If I could just call my best friend and have one of our laughs for no reason again. And it took that fall. It took that the bottom falling out of my life. It took that disorder. It took being thrown in the belly of the whale, if you will, to arrive at the foot of the ladder where I could say, love, the divine, the energy, the glue, it was always here. You were always here, and I missed it. I was caught up in my agendas. I was caught up in my expectations. I was caught up in my illusions of who I thought I was and where I was supposed to be and what I was supposed to be doing. I was lost and I am what I have, I am what I do, I am what others think or say about me. But when you plug in to the mundane, it's as if those questions, they don't even exist, because you're experiencing the best that it can get right here and right now. And I go back to that spirit of gratitude that emerges when we fall into rhythm, when we notice, when we see the mundane, when we experience the mundane. Another thing that emerges is a humility, a reverence that, like, I have breath in my lungs. Who's responsible for that? How that breath? Oh, thank you. There's another breath. Wow. This, who on earth is providing such providence in my life? This is, do you see how a new you emerges when you just become aware of your breath? And so when you walk into the corner places of your life, the corner office places of your life, the places where I am what I have, I am what I do, I am what others think or say about me, the places of power, prestige, and possessions, wherever those are, socially, culturally, within the family, within your workplace, wherever, within your communities, we're all navigating these. When's the last time you walked into your metaphorical corner office and thought to yourself, wow, the gift of this breath was beautiful. Thank you. That breath, thank you. And I realize that we can't walk around doing this all the time, but I do believe that, like, as some have written, a spirit of thanksgiving begins to pour out of one's human experience, and, like, all you can say is thank you. That life becomes thank you. That this moment becomes thank you. And you find it in the bird that's singing her song. You listen to the bluebird sing. You pause by the orchid. There is something about its beauty that is conveying this experience to you. You find it in the coarse black pepper. You find it in the dirt under your feet. You find it in the smallest places of your life, because you know the degree to which you can dial into the mundane is the degree to which the rest of your world becomes electric. And so you move into ease in the places of form. Now all of a sudden there's, first off, not a lot to gain, but there's even better, there's not a lot to lose. And so you can move into the places of life where the false self is necessary, by the way, and you can navigate the world, but nothing's on the line because you've already found it in the mundane. And so I think this is good news today. That for all of us in our lives, as we navigate our illusions and our expectations, may we find practices, rituals, the bread and the wine, if you will. It's as mundane as it gets. If you don't find it in the bread and the wine, don't think you're going to go find it elsewhere. We got to find it. We have to find it in the unique, the specific, the individual, the micro moments, the mundane moments, and then we can apply it in the macro areas of our lives. You find it in the specific, and it begins to roll over in the universal. You find it in the black pepper, you then start to see it elsewhere. So this is good news. This is good news. And I hope that something here stirred within you a curiosity for the places in your life where maybe the mundane's trying to get your attention. And with that being said, let's exit with Mary Oliver's Mindful. Every day I see or hear something that more or less kills me with delight, that leaves me like a needle in the haystack of light. It's what I was born for, to look, to listen, to lose myself inside this soft world, to instruct myself over and over in joy and acclamation. Nor am I talking about the exceptional, the fearful, the dreadful, the very extravagant, but of the ordinary, the common, the very drab, the black pepper, if you will, the daily presentations. O good scholar, I say to myself, how can you help but grow wise with such teachings as these? The untrimmable light of the world, the ocean's shine, the prayers that are made out of grass. So friends, may you walk this week with and within the beauty that is the mundane of your life. The simple cups of coffee, the gift of laughter, the breath in your lungs, the coarse black pepper, the small, enchanted, majestic, beautiful places of your life. Fall into them, fall in love with them, and as you reemerge, may you carry that energy with you and know that it's all a gift. Namaste. Till next time.